Thanks. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. Some months ago, maybe it was a couple of years ago, I met a man named Mark Stevens at a concert by, I think it was a Bob Mamet performance. Mark, was it a Bob Mamet performance? When did I meet you?
It was, I think it was 3 years ago this month, Rick.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, at the Jazz Showcase. That's right.
Wow. And thanks for keeping in touch, too, because Mark and I were talking about a show that he does that is a... It's called Velvet Fog. It's a tribute to Mel Torme. You write it, you perform it, and you perform it because when you were a kid, a young singer, someone said, "Hey, man, you sound just like Mel Torme," didn't he? Is that how it happened?
That's true, Rick. I was 20 years old singing in a nightclub on the south side of Chicago, and that's when I first heard that comment, and I had heard it many times since.
Oh, how often do you perform the show? Because you do it with a big, big band. You're very serious about this thing.
Yeah, not as often as I'd like. When I get the call, I go. The last gig with the big band was 2 years ago, and that was at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, with the student big band Synthesis, and it was a full house, standing ovation. They really enjoyed the show, and it was just wonderful for performing.
Well, I think one of the great things about it, too, is Mel Torme, who's one of the great singers of 20th century, certainly, is someone who you don't see a lot of people doing Mel Torme. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I think you are really keeping that flame alive, and I think that even to young kids in a college, it would have incredible appeal because he had such a distinctive voice.
Yes, that's true, Rick. I love Mel Torme. I saw him the first time I was 9 years old.
Mm.
It was after the third game of the 1964 World Series, and the announcer's cut went back to the regular program, which I think was the Mike Douglas show.
Oh, wow.
And here's Mel Torme standing on the stage, and I was 9 years old, and he just captivated me, and I was a fan of his ever since, yes.
Well, I think you can get a clip. You've got a clip on your website, which is a fine website, Mark Stevens. It's S-T-E-V-E-N-S, Jazz, markstevensjazz.com. And you can see and maybe even make arrangements to hire him. But you also, you know, you compose. And the reason you sent me a note was you said, "Rick, I've got a song. Would you have a listen?" Basically, right?
That's right, Rick.
And so tell me about I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it in a couple minutes, but I want to give some background to it. The name of the song is Strike Three, You're Out. What was the inspiration for this song, Mark Stevens?
Rick, I've been a baseball fan my entire life. I grew up in Oak Park. It's my hometown. Lived there for 50 years till I split for the West Coast. And watched the Cubs and the Sox for many, many years, and especially the Cubs, and still watch them, still cheer for them. And
you haven't turned away from them since they became world champions.
Well, I was at many of the Giants games. I have to be honest, but okay. In my heart, I've always been a Chicago sports fan. And one particularly tough game, the Cubs dropped it. It was close.
Yeah,
and it just occurred to me that life is like baseball. It's you have nine innings to play, and in the later innings, you really say to yourself, "Hey, I got to get going here." And that's kind of how I view things, and that's how I came up with that song title: "Swing the Bat," or "Hear the Count, Strike Three, You're Out."
And you got who's James Armani? Who is he?
James Armani is the greatest jazz pianist you've never heard of. The guy, he lives in Marin County, which is just north of San Francisco.
Right.
He's a very dear friend of mine, and he keeps a real low profile. And I threw this song at him. He did that arrangement. That's him playing all the instrumentation on this particular song. He's amazing.
And you can after we play it, you ready to hear it? I know you're ready to hear it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd love to hear it, Rick.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it on WGN Radio, and then I'll tell you where you can get it if you like it. I know there are a million Cubs fans out there, even though we don't carry the Cubs games anymore. Here it is, Mark Stevens and James Armani. The song is titled "Strike Three, You're Out." We'll be right back.
the plate, staring at fate. The pitcher's arms in motion. What will he throw? Fastball or slow? You haven't any notion. So take your best swing at whatever life may bring. Opportunity may be knocking softly at your door. Open and see what it might be. Could any fear behind you? You never know just who will show. The moment may define you. Life's the greatest gift of all. Be sure to answer its call. Swing the bat or hear the count. Strike three, you're out.
Mark Steven, that's a nice tune. It's empowering, it's hopeful, it's kind of optimistic. What do you want to do when you write a song like that and you get your pal James Armani to collaborate with you? What is your notion to do with that song? There's got to be something more than, hey, let's send this to Rick Kogan. What do you want to do with this song?
Well, Rick, ideally, I'd like Major League Baseball to get a hold of it. I could envision that being a video, and then every time the Cubs pitcher strike out a Mets batter or a Dodgers batter, I still have a grudge against the Mets for 1969.
Who doesn't?
But yeah, the fans could just join in. Strike three, you're out. And I'd love to see that happen.
And not a bad idea. Where can people, if they want to get the song, where can they get it? They can go to iTunes, I suppose?
You can get it on iTunes, Amazon.com. But for free, just go to YouTube and you would type in my name, Mark Stevens, strike three, you're out, and you'll see it right there, and you can listen for free. You don't have to buy it.
So you're giving the song away for free in the hope that that the Ricketts family will call and say, hey, we'd like to buy the, that's very smart. That's very smart. Maybe someone out there go to Tom Ricketts tomorrow and go, hey, I heard this incredible song. Mark, how often do you get back here?
Rick, I will be in Chicago the first week of October.
Doing what?
Monday through Friday, and hope we get together, perhaps.
What are you doing?
Nice.
Are you performing here?
No, I just need a dose. I need Chicago in the fall. There is no fall on the West Coast. And
yeah, that's right.
Come back every year in the fall.
What seduced you to come out? I mean, obviously the business and making music is what got you. I mean, Bob Mamet left Chicago for a while, too, and spent time in L.A. I guess it's just more active and can be more lucrative on the coast? It's hard everywhere. There's no question about that.
It is, especially in the world of jazz. What brought me to the West Coast was a snowstorm in Chicago.
And you
got
just
home from work on a Friday night, shoveled my driveway, and the snowplow pushed the snow back in the driveway.
Ugh.
And I thought, that's it. I've been shoveling snow for 50 years. I'm tired of it. I'm going to the West Coast.
That's as good a reason as I've ever heard. Mark Stevens, you can get all sorts of information about him at markstevensjazz.com. And you can he does a Mel Torme show. You can even see him doing the Velvet Fog. It's a tribute to Mel Torme. It's written and performed by Mark. And you can also hear he's giving you the opportunity to hear and share with your pals Strike Three, You're Out, a collaborative effort with James Armani. Give me a shout when you get back here, Mark. I'd love to see you, and thank you so much for sending the song, too. It's a very, very...
You're welcome.
It's very catchy.